What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There was this girl who wouldn't go and change.
Welcome back to the Packaday Radio Show, live from 12:50 a.m. and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I have not heard that song in like 20 years. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Also join Packers all-time leading scorer Mason Crosby and Hall of Fame wide receiver Jordy Nelson at the Beloit Brouhaha Softball Slam, a charity softball game on July 27th at ABC Supply Stadium. It'll feature legends and Wisconsin and Illinois celebrities to raise money for Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. Register for your chance to win tickets at the Fan Milwaukee. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Camille Davis. You love her. We love her. She's on, I think, all of our radio shows pretty much every single week. You can find her on social media at Camille Monet. Camille, how the heck are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's cool. I'm looking forward to getting outside for a little bit today. So I'm in great moods today.
Yeah, it's some gorgeous weather. I know in Green Bay, it looks like it is in Milwaukee and in surrounding areas as well. Camille, we have so much to discuss. There's been a lot of Bucks stuff, which, you know, you obviously covering him on Locked On Bucks. I want to get your take on that. We've got training camp coming up in just about 2 weeks here. I want to start with, we know that this is like listicle season, right? There's all these lists that are out there. So ESPN did running backs recently. They ranked the running backs. Josh Jacobs came in number 6 at running back. How does that feel? Too high, too low, just right? Where are you coming in on Josh Jacobs, number 6 on the list?
Almost right. Like, it's in the range of where I would put Josh Jacobs. Personally, I think I'll put him probably like 5. When I did check that ESPN list and I saw that they still had CMC above Jacobs, I just kind of was like, I get it when he's healthy. But if we're going off of last year, I don't understand how you can rank him above what Josh Jacobs did consistently day in and day out on the field. So outside of that, I don't really have too many gripes, but I think he's a top 5 running back in the league.
I think the CMC conversation is an interesting one. If you told me I could have either a healthy CMC or a healthy Josh Jacobs, I'm taking the healthy CMC. If you just told me right now I could have either CMC or Josh Jacobs on this Packers team for 2025, unknowing what type of injury situations they're going to have, I'm easily taking Josh Jacobs. Like, just because I don't trust CMC to stay healthy for any period of time. And knock on wood, Josh Jacobs has done a really nice job of being able to stay healthy and carry the load. So I think just in general, I'm taking Jacobs. I can understand at least the argument for CMC. But yeah, just too many injuries for me to probably put him ahead of Jacobs at this point.
Yeah, same. And that's the only gripe I have against CMC at this point, which, I mean, your availability is a big part of how I rank players. So like, not being available goes a long way. But talent wise, we know CMC is special. So I don't have any gripes about that part. But based off of last year, Josh Jacobs, I think, should be, you know, 5 over CMC. But that's splitting hairs at this point. It's not like it's they ranked him at 15th. And I'm like, whoa, right, he should be higher than that. But he's in the range. He's in the right range.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. All right, the one that surprised me the most, PFF put out their offensive line rankings for the Packers and for all the 32 teams. Packers were 14th best offensive line, including behind some very interesting teams, including another San Francisco one here, the 49ers ahead of them, which have like Trent Williams, Dominic Peony, and not much else. Aaron Banks is now a Green Bay Packer. How did you feel about the Packers being the 14th best offensive line on their list?
Confused. I think that's the best word. Just a little confused at how they fell that far. Because if I remember correctly, too, they had the Packers O-line ranked at the end of the year last year, like sixth. So to drop from sixth down to 14th, it's like, did that many teams get better? Or are you thinking that the Packers line is going to regress that much because there are going to be guys moving along that line? You did add in Aaron Banks. So like there's some new pieces and you're having guys playing different positions, but I don't think that warrants a drop that far.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's an absurd ranking in my opinion. And I think the fun thing with Green Bay's offensive line is not only do you have, I think, upside talent, I mean, you still have a first and second round pick in Jordan Morgan and Anthony Belton, who might not even get on the field and are going to push some of those starters. You lost your worst player in Josh Myers and have now added to that room with Aaron Banks. I think that's going to be an upgrade. You've got a player in Zach Tom who's really good, and you've got depth. You go potentially, if Belton and Morgan can play, you go seven deep, and even if you lose one of those guys, you still have plenty of guys that can rotate in and play. So from a depth standpoint, from an upside play, from really no weak link, like no matter how you look at it, 14 definitely seems extremely low for me.
It does, and I think that their play this year will have them rise that rank because I think there's a level of competition in this position group in Green Bay that is going to really press guys to play even better than what you expect because you have some guys on some contract years here. You have young guys behind them trying to get on the field too. I think, again, 14th a little too low, but I think through their play, they'll be able to rise those ranks. Kind of like when you get the Madden rankings and you're like, what? But you know, as you play throughout the year, you can rise through the rankings. So I have a feeling it's going to be like that for the O-line too.
Don't get me started on Madden ratings. We could probably do a whole episode on some of the more ridiculous Madden ratings. That's for sure. All right. Sam Munson and Steve, I think it's Palacio is how it's pronounced. I could be wrong on that. But they put together their list of top 25 players in the NFL under the age of 25. Their combined ranking, I believe is what it was, did not have any Packers. Now, Sam put out his list yesterday, and it did have Edgerrin Cooper towards the bottom of that list. Edgerrin Cooper, Tucker Kraft, probably the two that would potentially be in the conversation. But how do you feel? Do you feel like maybe one of those guys should have made the list, or are you fine with maybe Kraft and Cooper having to go out and earn it a little bit more?
I'm fine with them having to earn a little bit more. Tucker Kraft was the one I was looking for on the list, to be honest with you. I felt that Coop just didn't get enough playing time last year to really rise on those type of rankings. Like, we can see the potential of him. We can see all this, which is why so many people are predicting a breakout year for Coop this upcoming season. But based on playing time and what he did on the field, I can understand keeping him off the list. But I thought Tucker might sneak on there towards the end, but he didn't. So again, it's list season. It's a great conversation starters. And I also think these are good exercises just to do yourself of like, where do you think things are currently in the league? And then take a look at that as the season goes on and say like, hey, they're over, performing or they're underperforming. So I think if they redo this list at the end of the year, I think you'll see a few more Packers on that list. And honestly, a sleeper pick who could end up on the list too, Carrington Valentine, someone who might be in line to get a lot more snaps this year with Ja out of the rotation. Someone just keep an eye on.
Yeah, I'm hoping whether it's a Carrington Valentine, Edgerrin Cooper, Tucker Kraft, Evan Williams, we could go on and on. I think Matthew Golden, I'm hoping that in the 2026 version of this, when you and I are talking about it, Camille, next listicle season, that we're talking about, maybe four Packers on this list of players under the age of 25. We're being joined by Camille Davis. You can find her on social media at Camille Monet. Of course, Locked On Bucks and the Pack-A-Day podcast as well, right here on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. All right, a couple other Packers questions before I have to pick your brain on the whole Bucks situation. What are you looking forward to most in training camp, whether it be a storyline, a player, a competition? What immediately comes to mind when I ask you that?
The first thing is just that when training camp opens, I know football is really, really close. So that excitement of itself is what I'm looking forward to. But position-wise, like, of course, I'm interested in the wide receiver group. Just seeing who kind of breaks in the ranks there. I think we talked about this earlier in the year where I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if a trade happens for the Packers where they trade out a wide receiver because of the depth they have at that position group. But just seeing how the young guys integrate in there, who rises, if we see any differences from some of the young wide receivers from last year, growth in that way. So that's a big one for me. And honestly, the other one is same side of the ball, the running backs, because I really want to see what Lloyd has. He's someone who's been talked about a lot, but injuries have kind of derailed him getting on the field for any meaningful minute. So just want to see Lloyd and what that combination of him and Jacobs might look like.
We are 14 days from training camp, 22 days until the Hall of Fame game, 24 days from family night, 31 until the Packers first preseason game, 48 days till cut down day, 57 until Cowboys Eagles, and 60 until Packers Lions. So we're getting there, Camila. Like you said, it's right around the corner, and hopefully it'll be here before you know. I don't want to wish it too quickly, too fast. I love going through all these processes, and just going through training camp is, I feel like, a rite of passage in summer as well. So I'm looking forward to all of it. I don't want to wish any of it away, but that first regular season game is going to be here before you know it. All right. We've got to talk Packers Bucks, or sorry, not Packers Bucks. We have to talk Milwaukee Bucks, excuse me. This was a crazy week from the Milwaukee Bucks standpoint. One of probably, I don't know, is there a week that was crazier that you can remember in your time watching or covering the Bucks? I mean, that is a lot of transactions, including two massive ones in releasing and waiving and stretching Damian Lillard and signing Miles Turner, not to mention all the other side moves that they did during the course of the week. That's about as busy of a Bucks week as I can remember.
Yeah, the amount of transactions, for sure. Like, the reactions, I can only think of a few, like when the Bucks traded for Jrue Holiday, the surprise of that, when they traded for the surprise of trading for Dame, seeing that they traded Chris Middleton, of just like, wow, it's the end of an era for Kyle Kuzma, question mark. But then this one was, I think, even more shocking, because it comes in that the Bucks are signing Miles Turner, and you're like, how? They don't have money to give him a 4-year, $107 million contract. So you're thinking, like, is it sign and trade? Did they finally use the 2031 draft pick? And then you see the next part of, like, they're waiving Dame. And it was just like my mind exploded of like, we're really going to have $22.5 million in dead cap space for the next 5 years to do this? Like, unexpected. And I say it all the time, but every move that John Horst makes might not be successful, but I applaud him for continuously going at it. And if he sees something isn't working, he is not shy to pull the cord on it and be like, you know what? This didn't work. Need to pivot again. So I respect him for that. But yeah, this is one of the more shocking weeks of Bucks that I can remember over the last 10 years, for sure.
If I told you right now, everyone's healthy in the playoffs, who are you certain is going to be in that starting lineup come playoff time for Milwaukee? Because it feels like there's going to still be some transactions that need to be done, whether it's now, whether it's at the trade deadline, whenever it might be. It feels like there's still going to have to be some things that they do to kind of rework this. Who are you confident, again, assuming everyone's healthy, is for sure in that starting lineup for Milwaukee?
Of course, you got to start with Giannis. I think that's the one, and Miles Turner probably is going to be right there next to him. So you can go that route. The other three is where it kind of gets interesting. I don't think that Kyle Kuzma should be starting for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think that the Bucks fell into their best lineup when Dame was injured last year, which is why bringing back Gary Trent Jr., Kevin Porter Jr. was so important. So I'll go with the starting lineup of Kevin Porter Jr., Gary Trent Jr., let's go AJ Green, Giannis, and Miles Turner. I think that might be the best five they can throw out there at the moment. But of course, we'll see how that shakes out as the season goes on. Maybe it's Ryan Rollins in there as well. Who knows? But I think that that's the group that you really want to try to see what they can do.
Well, kind of my follow-up question on that is, we're being joined by Camille Davis. You can find her on social media at Camille Monet, Locked On Bucks Pack-A-Day podcast. Is, as I mentioned, it feels like there's going to have to be a couple other things that maybe John Horst does. Are you of the mind that if you're going to do this, wave and stretch Dame and sign Miles Turner, like, there's kind of no tomorrow? Like, you kind of have to go and use that 2032 unprotected first, try to trade either a Kuzma or Portis or both, and get what you can to maximize this lineup right now, to maybe even it out a little bit, maybe get another backcourt piece. Obviously, if they could get Bradley Beal as a, you know, minimum type signing, that would be huge. I don't know that that's actually going to happen, but do they need to kind of go for it now and just continue with what John Horst has already done by being super aggressive?
I think there's quite a few different ways you can go at it. And I think, depending on what they do now, them pushing back the guarantee date on Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract was interesting to me, because you can see they're still prioritizing flexibility for something.
Yep.
We don't know what that something is right now, but they are keeping their options open. I don't think they need to go in and make that move right now, this offseason. I think that's something that could be utilized at the trade deadline if need be. I think that there is a chance for Kyle Kuzma to rehab some of his value throughout the course of the season if the Bucks can put him in better positions. And then it's not so much like we have to attach this as like a dump to make sure we get off of this asset, but rather like, hey, you've seen he's all right. He can do a little bit. And then we can also attach this here and try to get another player that fits into the timeline. Or ideally, I think like a younger player that maybe hasn't hit an all-star game yet, but you can see the potential in him to get there. Like I've been mentioning, like Trey Murphy is somebody who I'm interested in. Of like, if they can find a way, because the growth that he took last season, you can see he's kind of developing into something special. So a player like that, I think, is worth that 2031 draft pick. And then too, if you keep waiting, that 2032 opens up as well. You have a few more different draft picks you can play with.
Yes, they have the versatility there a little bit, kind of for the first time, to have some assets that they can play with, which, again, I'm going to be interested to see how they potentially utilize this. Before we get you out of here, Camille, let me just simply ask this. I know you mentioned, I said almost verbatim the exact same thing yesterday of like, whether you like the moves or not, I appreciate the aggressiveness. This is definitely going to have some potential long-term pain for Milwaukee when you waive and stretch Dame and you're going to take the cap hit over a five-year period of time. It's going to limit them to some extent down the road. Was this the right move for Milwaukee? There's a couple ways to look at it. Just waiving Dame and bringing in Miles Turner in and of itself. Also, there was potentially the option of, instead of getting a Miles Turner, you could have maybe separated that into two or three, you know, good players that also could have gone along Giannis. Was Miles Turner the right play in that situation? So how do you feel about the moves in totality?
I think Miles Turner is the right play, especially after losing Brook Lopez, who, I want to put it on record, 11 needs to be in the rafters for the Milwaukee Bucks. He is the perfect front court complement to Giannis, because you look at what Brook Lopez provided, a 7-footer that can stretch the floor and protect the rim. You get that in Miles Turner, whose age aligns beautifully with Giannis. I believe they are the same age, so they can grow together over the next 3-4 seasons. You don't have to worry about like, man, he's getting a little too old now. Like, they're going to be on that same timeline. And Turner also gives you a little bit more foot speed when it comes to closing out at this point, which is something that was lacking from Brook Lopez at 37 years old, which is expected from a 7-footer at that age. So it's hard to find the right big to pair next to Giannis because of Giannis's skill set. You kind of have to have that floor stretching big next to him, which is why I think some of the draft prospects they've taken with a Tyler Smith, who projects to be a stretch four, maybe a three, a big three. We'll have to kind of see how that shakes out for him. And even getting Bogey Markovic this year, where it's like he's still raw. But again, he's a big that can stretch the floor, which is really important next to Giannis. And when you look at the market, there just aren't that many of those type of players that you can go and get. So to get a Miles Turner and lock him in for the next, you know, 3-4 years, I think, was the move to make. Because, again, finding that perfect front court mate next to Giannis is really important. And when you can go and get one, you got to kind of pull that trigger.
It certainly makes for a very intriguing offseason and a very intriguing season coming up for Milwaukee. I can't wait. I'm excited to see if there's any more moves that they do make, how they round out their...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rest of the roster, if they bring over Bobby, if he ultimately ends up overseas still, there's a lot of still decisions to be made. And I know you're going to be doing an expert job of covering it over on Locked On Bucks. What else do you want to plug on the way out, Camille?
Yeah, Locked On Bucks, Monday through Friday. We're still here 5 days a week, wherever you get your podcast and on YouTube. Of course, the Pack-A-Day podcast. Make sure you guys check that out. I'm on the audio side every Monday. And then the Technical File podcast, T-E-C-K-N-I-C-A-L. We cover NFL, NBA, and WWE wrestling. This week, we did a special Tech File Cinema episode where we covered the untold Netflix documentary Shooting Guards, and just gave our recap on that. And I believe next week we're going to be covering Quarterback, since the new season just came out for that as well.
You got to watch All In this weekend, and then you need to cover All In from a wrestling standpoint as well. That's what I want to hear on the Technical Foul podcast, Camille Davis. I appreciate you so much. You do such an incredible job covering a variety of different things, whether it be wrestling, Packers, or the Bucks. You're the absolute best. Well, I'm sure be talking to you soon here on The Fan on all of our shows, because we all love having you on. You enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you soon.
For sure. Take care.
You bet. That's Camille Davis. A huge thank you to her for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Make sure again to follow her at Camille Monet. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.